Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap from across Australia. I would like to start with an escalating controversy revolving around Hollard Insurance when they denied a property owner's claim for increased fire damage compensation. The property owner, who had unfortunately underinsured his property to reduce premium costs, saw his claim initially declined due to non-disclosure. A subsequent appeal led to a settlement of over $415,000. While the property owner argued his case regarding underinsurance, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority declared the settlement fair, mentioning the predetermined insured amounts. It's a definite reminder that saving on premiums via underinsurance can lead to future claims struggles. Switching gears, there's a momentous shift taking place within Australia's trade industry. It seems our tradies are saying goodbye to their rough and tumble past, embracing a more professional and safe culture. This change has fostered improved morale and productivity, as described by builder Stephen Soussamlis. Soussamlis recalls harsh verbal abuse during his apprenticeship, a behavior largely shunned now on large sites. 22-year-old Dane McKay confirms this extent of professionalization in the sector, underlining the focus on discipline and safety. Although this has limited social interactions outside work, it appears to be a fair trade-off for a healthier work environment. On to property damage from natural disasters. But this time, it's related to several earthquake damage claims dismissed due to pre-existing property faults. Two farmhouses impacted by a 5.4 magnitude quake back in November 2018 didn't pass the test, as Allianz's forensic engineer attributed the damage to long-term foundation instability and mortar deterioration. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority backed Allianz's stance, leading to the rejection of the claims. Energy is indeed better invested in correct property upkeep than in insurance claim debates. Finally, in marketplace moves, Suncorp Group has raised its reinsurance protection limit to an impressive $6.75 billion, maintaining last year's spending due to a rebalancing mechanism. Suncorp's action draws attention to the stability of the global reinsurance market, the ripple effects of which are influencing insurance premiums in Australia and New Zealand. They're also planning further covers following their bank sale late last month. Ultimately, this signifies that the market continues to adapt to match the evolving needs of the consumer. That was your weekly insurance news wrap for Tuesday, August 6, 2024. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you updated on the ins and outs of the insurance industry down under.